What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Dig. For those that are just listening, just starting the journey with us, this is a podcast to just kind of help us grow through different areas of life and how life and faith intertwine. I'm super excited because we are in a new space this week. I have a new guest, the first guest for the podcast. And if y'all stay tuned, I will reveal all of that details when we come back. Alrighty, welcome back, guys. So yeah, like I said, for this episode, I have a special guest with me. I talked about this person a few episodes ago. I'm super excited because I have my fiance here. Fiance, go ahead and tell them about yourself.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jess. I'm super excited to be on his podcast. He always talks about it, and I've never actually seen it in action, so very excited and honored that he asked me to be on it.
Heck yeah, most definitely. So where are we recording this podcast from?
We are in a loft in Bryson City, North Carolina.
Bryson City. We got a cabin, getting away from everything. Yeah, it's solid. So the whole reason for this episode, we're talking about relationships, but in a different kind of way. Really kind of talking about our stories, our story as a couple, and just kind of giving some kind of tidbits on how to help others, whether it's single, relationship, dating, engaged, married, you know, whatever, whatever stage. So let's jump right into it. So so babe, do you want to talk about your story kind of leading up? Like, tell the people some things about you that you think have played a part in our relationship.
So up until I met you, or meeting you and after, or what would you like?
Starting like your whole life.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I'm not originally from Georgia. I'm originally from South Carolina. I moved here to Georgia when I was 15. I'm a teacher. I was in school to be a teacher when I met Ryan. Was not really looking for a relationship whatsoever. I'd gotten out of one, and I wasn't looking to give my heart to anybody else at that moment. And so my friend said, hey, I have a friend. Would you like to meet him? So I said, sure, because I'm always open to meeting new people. Did not realize that 8 days later, said person was going to ask me to be his girlfriend. And 2 years later, we are embarking on getting married.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's huge. Like, when you said you weren't really trying to meet anybody, like, why do you think you weren't trying to meet anybody?
Because I was trying to love myself.
You're trying to love yourself.
Because, you know, my favorite quote is, if you can't even love yourself, how are you going to love anybody else?
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. I think on my side, yeah, I was in the same spot, just like going to school, working, doing my whole grind. And then, I wasn't really, you know, trying to meet anybody per se. I was just like, you know, God, you have control. Just do whatever you do. Put whoever you want with me. Same thing. Friend was like, yo, I have a friend. You want to meet her? I was like,
well. The same friend, by the way. We had a mutual friend.
Very true. And, you know, I was like, yeah, I got to see pictures, you know, cause that's just trying to put me on. I was like, okay, cool, cool. And so we met about like 8 days later, we started dating, which is super quick. So kind of on that note, like, what do you see looking back? Do you wish, like, not wish anything changed? Like, what do you kind of wish things, like, Was there anything different that you wish?
Why are you asking me first? Okay. I think that we got together really quick. You know, it worked out. But I remember thinking to myself, I'm dating this guy and I don't even know his favorite color.
Mm.
And that, not that knowing somebody's favorite color is a huge thing, because of course I've learned everything about you in 2 years. But I just remember, like, I was so unprepared to like you as much as I liked you when I first met you.
Yeah. It's crazy because I would say, like, a good piece of advice to people is definitely get to know the person before you start dating them, get in a relationship with them, because, you know, relationships and dating is just like a precursor for marriage. And so, just process of getting to know somebody. Even, you know, to the small things like their favorite color, things that they don't like. I think I'll be honest and say, you know, I think had we have been friends a little bit longer, learned more of each other, it would have saved a lot of arguments or, you know, discussions, whatever you want to call it. But, I think that's big because, you know, our story is very different in the sense of most people, they were friends for years and then, you know, they just woke up like, oh, I want to date this person. But ours is like super different.
But I wouldn't change anything about it. Like going back, I wouldn't think meeting you and knowing you and loving you and wanting to marry you would have been any different.
Facts. I think that's true. So I remember like one of the first questions I asked you, because it was like, you know, we're getting to know each other and stuff like that. And my go-to question was, do you remember? Like one of the very first questions I asked you.
No, because I think mine was, how old are you? But you didn't even tell me. I had to go on Facebook and find out.
Oh yeah, this is true. Yeah,
what was the question?
The question I asked you was, what is something about you that not a lot of people know?
I don't remember what I had. Was it that I could sing? Was that my answer? Oh, because I can. I just, little known fact. Oh, I know what it was. It was that I was adopted, but you wouldn't know because I look exactly like my parents.
Exactly. So I think that's pretty crazy. I think it was cool, to be honest, because it's like, I love stories. I love hearing people's stories. No offense to people that have like the cookie cutter story, but I just love those stories that are very different. And I mean, one thing that, you know, a big part of the gospel is adoption, how we were, you know, adopted to be in God's family, essentially. And so that's kind of why I was super, super hyped hearing about that. And it's like, is there any type of advice or wisdom or like anything you have, babe, as far as, like the outlook of somebody that has been adopted?
The outlook of somebody that's been adopted.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky. That's the outlook. Somebody wanted you so much that they, you know, took the time to go through that process to get you. And I thank my parents every day for going through that process, because it's not an easy process to go through. You think it's hard to get a child from a country. It's hard to get a child in America. Like,
yeah.
I would not change my life for a minute. You know, moving up here, I was so mad at my parents for moving us. Moving to Atlanta was probably the best thing we ever did. So I just like, you're lucky as all get out.
Yeah. So like, would you say like another piece of kind of advice, I guess, to give to people, I guess, girls in your sense, would be like being confident in who you are?
Oh, absolutely. And it took me, you know, everybody goes through, at least every teenage girl that I've been friends with goes through that. Oh, you know, this doesn't fit right on me. My face is breaking out. I can't find a face wash that works. You know, I don't want to go out. My hair is not right. Y'all, get over it. Like, I kid you not, there have been days where I've gone out. Me and Ryan have gone out and my hair is half done. My shirt didn't fit right. I have a stain on it because I ate ice cream before I went out. And I have rocked that stain and my hair looking crazy the whole night. Like, you just, at some point, you have to just embrace who you are. And I think that it took me up until 24 to really start embracing who I was.
Mm.
And enjoying it. Like, I'm the type of person, I, you know, anybody will tell you. Our friends will tell you. My family will tell you. I'm the loudest person that everybody has ever met. It doesn't matter if it's 6 o'clock in the morning or 11:30 at night. I'm loud. And I think that, you know, I used to be ashamed of it because I was so loud. No. I'm going to be loud because I have a lot to say. And if I'm not getting heard, then to me, I've always been like, oh, they didn't hear me. Talk louder.
Yeah.
Just rock who you are because there's nobody else that's like you.
Facts. That's good. I like that a lot.
Thanks. Came up with it by myself.
Crazy. I think it's crazy. Yeah, it's really cool that, you know, understanding, you know, a lot of girls deal with that. A lot of guys deal with that too, because mm-hmm. it's like, for us short guys, it's like, oh, I'm not 6'2". I'm not in the NBA. I'm not an athlete, quote unquote. And it's like, we also have that kind of, what do I have to bring to the table other than physical appearance? And it's nuts because, like, a lot of guys, we feel like, you know, all the there's bad guys and there's good guys. You know, the bad guys are obviously the ones that mean to do harm or just want the physical and, you know, really don't care about anything else. Then you have the good guys who, you know, they want your, like, they want the heart, they want everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so being one of those good guys, to me, it's like, you know, I say the exact same things as one of those bad guys does, but my heart about it is different.
Mm-hmm.
And as a girl, is it hard to decipher those two kind of guys?
Let me craft this. I knew that you were, to use your terminology, good. Because you didn't come at me the same way some people have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the people that you've referenced have been, you know, in my Instagram, commenting on my stuff. Facebook Messenger, which, does anybody even use that anymore?
Not really.
People were coming at me that way, and I was like, there's got to be somebody that's not hitting me up on Instagram that wants to pursue a relationship with me that's not just like, oh, I'm going to date you for 2 weeks and then be done with it. Yeah. Which there is a huge difference. So I think that with you specifically, I didn't feel weird about it because somebody set us up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she, you know, she knew me, she knew you, kind of thing. But also, it's like, you know, at some point you just have to go for it. But you also have to trust yourself to know and say, hey, if this isn't feeling right in my gut or my heart is saying no, it's probably God telling you to back up.
Mm.
And, you know, my mom always used to say, you know, or still, she still tells me this. If your gut is not in it, don't do it.
Yeah.
And I wholeheartedly go by that now. So, like, if I'm, you know, going somewhere and I'm like, oop, don't feel right about it, I'm going to go ahead and go home.
Yeah. That's true. It's very true. So, how do you think, or, yeah, do you think that having that spiritual aspect of faith and, you know, with God being the center, because I know that's really huge in the Christian community. It's like, make sure God is at the center of your relationship. But, like, and it sounds great and stuff like that. But, like, do you think, two-part question. First part is, do you think that's actually important? And second part is, how is it, or like, how do we act that out, or how do we live that out?
Okay, I have a question to your question.
Okay.
Specifically for the second part, how do me and you act it out?
Yes, like, okay. how we live it out in our relationship.
Okay. So, to answer the first part of your question, which I don't really remember what it was. Can you repeat the question?
Is having Jesus at the center of a relationship, is that important? Is it as important as people say it is?
Oh, absolutely.
Why is that?
Because Jesus created marriage, and he wouldn't want somebody to just date somebody for 2 weeks and cast them aside if they weren't trying to pursue a marriage relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. Facts. So
that's it.
Answer. So second part, how do we live that out?
Okay. So we specifically, when we were dating, you know, we'd go to church together. We'd surround ourselves with, godly friends. We're in the same friend group. I think more so now that we're engaged, it's not going to say hard. I'm not going to say hard because it's, I mean, it is hard because, you know, we want to be married and we want to, you know, be married. And I think that we have to remember that, like, what does God want for us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that we've done a really good job of saying, like, hey, you know, some things might not have worked out, but what does God have for us that's going to make our marriage even stronger than what we want in the moment?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's about, for us, you know, moments are great, but we're looking past the moments to build something in the future.
Yeah. And that lasts for a long time.
Yeah. That's my answer.
Absolutely. I would say, yeah, God is definitely important because there's only so much we can do as human beings to make things right. But having that extra gust, I guess you'd say, having that extra kind of wind at your back, kind of propels more things in the sense of having more sense of purpose for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say that is the main thing. Because a lot of people, they're just like, oh, I want to be in a relationship for the cuddles or the movies together or just having somebody there to talk to. But I mean, relationship is more than that. And having Christ at the center gives more purpose and gives more meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, gives more view of that. So how do we do that? I would say, we, like you said, we have solid community that we hang out with to cheer us on, to help us grow. And I think, you know, just in our time, like, it's not all just cuddles and movies. It's, well,
you,
like,
don't even like to cuddle, so.
it's like going on adventures together, having those talks and conversations about what God's put in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think backing each other up through those times, having somebody to lean on in those high pressure and frustrating moments when it's just like, yo, I don't know what's going on. I just need to talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
And just understanding each other. And I think in this season, being engaged, which we got engaged November.
Our anniversary, actually.
Yes, November 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, goodness, y'all.
So I think, yeah, in this season of being engaged, I think it's shown me that how important it is to lead correctly. And you can't really lead somebody correctly if you don't have a vision. Like, mm-hmm. I can't tell you where to go if I don't have directions. And I think God has just been teaching me, like, in order for me to really horizontally be good, I have to be good vertically with him. And that, I think that's been really helpful to say the least. But what has God been showing you in this season of engagement?
to be patient with you because I'm one of those people that's very like, we got to get it done and we got to get it done now. But you're very much a, no, we need to take it. We need to plan. We need to do this. And it's, God's been showing me to just take a step back and lead because we always get to where we need to be.
Yeah. For sure. What else?
Gosh. I'm so, why don't you ask me these questions like when we're driving down the streets?
Like I do all the time.
You don't. Okay. That it's okay to be vulnerable.
Mm.
I feel that, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve, but there's sometimes where I'm just like, I don't want to tell him what's bothering me because I don't want it to be too heavy on you.
Hmm.
But that's, marriage is not 50-50 all the time. It's 80-20 sometimes.
Yeah.
Where you take most of it and I take some of it because you're taking whatever is bothering me and praying for it and fixing it and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, do you have questions for me?
I'm going to fight you.
I want to know.
Do this to me.
I want to know. If you have a question, ask it. Because you want to have people, we want people to have like ammunition to go through stuff in their seasons of life. So it helps to have somebody to listen to. Like, I can relate to that.
Okay, I'm thinking. Hold on. If you could do one thing over, what would you do?
If I could do one thing...
In terms of our relationship.
I mean, if I could do one thing over, I would say just being friends longer. So that way I could learn more of who you are as a person. Because like imagine there is like something that I just cannot deal with, but we were already dating and then it's like, I don't like this. Let's break up. It's like,
oh gosh.
Exactly. It causes more hurt. It just causes more strife because it's like, had I learned this as friends, I'm like, yeah, I can't really deal with that in a sense.
Well, I'm also sure that there's stuff that we don't like about each other now that we've just kind of come to accept.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. But yeah, I think that's just one thing I would do over. That's really the only thing I can really think of.
Okay. Yeah. Here's another one for you. These quote unquote good guys that you talk about, what's your advice to them? If he likes some girl and she's saying no, because she's throwing,
my advice,
or friend zoning, I guess, if that even is still a thing,
I would say just be who you are and be confident in who you are because a girl can see a guy's confidence. It's really easy to tell when a guy is confident or when he's trying to be somebody he's not supposed to be. And that's where having your own relationship with God is super important because mm-hmm. when you really are, you know, growing with the Lord on your own, it's like, I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know my identity. So regardless if she says yes or no, I still am on mission. I'm still on my plan. And I think that's like the main thing is just like when you're confident in that, like even if you get a no from a girl or she puts you in the friend zone or something, like you're not really fazed by it. Like it stinks for sure, but you're not really fazed because it's like my identity is not in who says yes or who says no. It's in the plan that it's in, you know, God and what he has for me. And so, yeah, for the guys out there, I would also say, you know, be confident and shoot your shot. Like that's really it. You miss 100% of the shots you don't make or you don't take. So like, if there's a girl and, you know, you think she's cute, you think she's cool, you think, you know, she's solid, be intentional. Just be like, hey, don't be passive and just be like, hey, I want to hang out, whatever. If you want to ask her out on a date, just be like, hey, I think you're really cool. You know, we're gelling together, whatever. I would like to take you on a date. And if she says yes, dope, go for it. If she says no, dope, it's okay. Just keep on living life.
That goes for girls too, though. Don't be afraid to ask somebody out.
Yeah, I don't disagree with it.
I asked for Ryan's number first.
Yeah, she did. And we turned out pretty well. So I think that kind of goes back with the confidence thing. Like, if you're confident in your walk and what you're doing and who you are, mm-hmm. who God made you to be, there's really nothing that can stop you.
Nothing.
And I think that's super cool. So we'll kind of round it up like this. What are you expecting? Or like, what's something that you're expectant for in marriage coming up? Because we are getting married next summer.
Next summer, June 21.
Yes. So, yeah, what are you expecting for our marriage?
More adventure, but also, like, we'll be married, so it's going to be just different all around. Like, I think that, you know, I'm expecting for us to serve together at church in that capacity. You know, because mm-hmm. I know, you know, with the Rona, we're not in church right now, but just impacting people as a married couple, you know, in ways that are different than how we're impacting people now.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Something I'm expected for is, I think, like, finding more married friends.
Yeah.
To walk with. I think also being able to impart to single people that have a desire for relationship and marriage and stuff. I would say, yeah, just learning what it means to be a married couple mm-hmm. that honors God. Like, I've never been married. You've never been married. So it's like, we don't know what marriage looks like.
No, like, how do you fold towels? Like, that, like, that's married. Like, people don't know that. Like, that's a really small random act, but, like, are you a towel roller or a towel folder? Like,
oh, definitely folding towels. For sure. No doubt about it. At all.
If yeah. you're a roller, we'd have to change that.
Yeah, no, I'm a folder. But like, I think
little stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely little stuff like that. And also, like, yeah, just learning the little ins and outs of marriage life. Just, like, cleaning up and making the bed and choosing different stuff. Grocery shopping. Like, that, those little things, I'm super excited for.
Yeah.
Because it's different. Because, like, I'm used to doing everything myself. I think that's kind of goes back to some advice I would give to guys in relationships and stuff is learn to see the other side. Learn to see her perspective. Sometimes it's really hard for me to do that because I'm very, like, when I'm set on something, I do not move from it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of stuff to bring to the table. So I think that's one thing I would say for guys, like, be willing and open to learn and to listen. Yeah. And so I like that. I like those expectations there. Do you have any last thoughts, any last bits of advice or tidbits of wisdom or anything you'd like to share for the ladies?
Just be you. Because going back, your confidence will shine through.
Mm-hmm.
That's
solid. last tidbit of wisdom, advice, or whatever. Just have fun. Like, everything doesn't have to be super serious or deep. Sometimes it's just, like, chilling, watching Marvel movies or hang out with friends or, you know, just have fun and see all that God has for y'all as a couple and as people individually too.
Yeah.
I think that's solid there. So, yeah, that kind of wraps up the episode there. Thank you, babe, for hopping on the episode with me. I really appreciate you.
No problem. You know, I realized I was making a peace sign at you like I always do, but then they can't see that, so.
Wow. It's funny. Yeah, man, we love you guys. We hope y'all enjoyed the episode. And yeah, we hope you guys have a good rest of the week, and we can't wait to talk to y'all again. All right, y'all, later.
Bye. Thank you.